Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. After our recent flooding, I want to talk today about the greatest danger from flooding. Two-thirds of deaths that happen from floods result from people driving through flooded roads in their cars or trucks. In response to this fact, the National Weather Service has put considerable effort at the national level to convince people to not drive through flooded roads. As a result, we often share that it only takes 12 inches of water to float a car and about 2 feet to float an SUV or truck. We've also developed a slogan, "Turn around, don't drown," that we use in our educational efforts. The goal is to convince people that driving through flood waters can be deadly. The problem for the Humboldt Bay region is that we have a lot of roads that flood almost every year. This includes Berta Road that is flooded by the Elk River and Old Arcata Road that is flooded by Jacoby Creek and others. When these roads get flooded, the water is relatively shallow and slow moving, and many locals have been driving through these flooded roads for years with no consequences. This long-standing local tradition of driving through flooded roads means that the standard National Weather Service message of "turn around, don't drown" seems to be out of touch with the local reality. To address this, I'd like to provide some thoughts that can keep you safe during floods, even if you are a dyed-in-the-wool flooded road driver. The first suggestion I would make is that if you're in the habit of driving through a specific local flooded road, please do not take that to mean that you have some special ability that allows you to drive through any flooded road during any conditions. Floods come in many sizes and events, and the local roads are flooded by relatively common and small flood events. A larger flood event, like this recent one, can cover our local roads with deep enough water to push your car off the road. Furthermore, any flood can cause a portion of a road to erode away in such a way that you can't see it so that your car can suddenly plunge into deeper water. So if the water seems deeper than typical or moving faster or you can't see the other side of the dry road, then please do follow our advice and turn around. The other tip I want to share is for when you travel out of the Humboldt Bay area. When small streams and rivers flood roads in steeper terrain, then they are much more likely to be traveling fast enough to push your car into deep water. We have had deaths from this in recent years, so when you get into that steeper terrain, please do not take your flat land flooded road driving habits with you. Find another route or cancel your trip. My last advice is to never wade through flooded water. If the water is over your boots or moving fast, then it is a deadly situation. Remember, floodwaters are not just water. They can have everything in them, including the kitchen sink. Literally. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.